Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here with another lesson from the Westminster Shorter Catechism. Now, this time we're looking at question and answer 31. What is effectual calling? Effectual calling is the work of God's Spirit, whereby convincing us of our sin and misery, enlightening our minds in the knowledge of Christ, and renewing our wills, he doth persuade and enable us to embrace Jesus Christ, freely offered to us in the gospel. As we get into this lesson, look at the diagram I have on the whiteboard. It's a heart, and I've portrayed there a seed planted in the heart. This would be the seed of the Word of God. And as the seed germinates, it presses down into the heart, and fruit emerges from the individual in whom the seed of the Word of God has been planted. And there is the fruit of this flower. Now, in the Bible, the heart is the center and the core of the human being. And in both Greek and Hebrew, the Greek is written in the New Testament, and the Hebrew, of course, in the Old Testament. In both Greek and Hebrew, the heart, being the center and core of the inner man, is composed of the mind and the emotions and the will. The mind, the thinking apparatus, the emotions are feelings and convictions, the will giving us an inclination toward evil or toward good. And the Word of God is to penetrate the heart. And as the seed of the Word of God grows down into the heart, the mind is a first affected. The entrance into the heart is gained by way of the mind. And as the mind grapples with the truth of God, the emotions are affected, and then finally, the will is affected. This, of course, has to do with the idea of effectual calling. Because in effectual calling, the Spirit enlightens the mind, convicts us of both sin and the truth of God, and renews the will. This according to the Westminster Shorter Catechism. And there are particular texts to which we may turn in this regard. First of all, when the Spirit comes, Jesus says, when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. This is John 16 and verse 8. In other words, one of the works of the Holy Spirit is to convict us concerning sin. And we see this quite readily in Acts chapter 2 and verses 36 and 37. The truth is also involved here. Peter is preaching on the day of Pentecost, and he says, "Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him, that is Jesus Christ, both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." And having said this, the response of the people listening to the preaching of Peter is quite simple. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" In other words, they were convicted in their hearts. They felt the weight of sin, and they felt the weight of the truth. Their emotions were affected. They heard the Word of God. Entrance into the heart is gained through the mind, through the thinking apparatus. And as they heard the Word of God and came to grips with the Word of God, they felt the weight of their sin, and they felt the weight of the truth of God. Well, in order for this to take place, their minds must also be enlightened by the work of the Holy Spirit. And a good text to turn to in this regard is 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. In other words, the Creator of the world, who said originally, "Let light shine out of darkness," is the one who has shone in our hearts. He has done so by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the text says, in the English Standard Version, "has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God." And we may translate the text this way: He has shone in our hearts to illumine the knowledge of the glory of God. In other words, when you hear the preaching of the Word of God from the Gospels, and Paul says, to illumine the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, you see the face of Jesus Christ in the Gospels. You are given an understanding of who Jesus Christ is in the Gospels. And when the Holy Spirit comes along and enlightens that truth, that knowledge of the glory of God in your mind, then the lights go on and you say, "Huh, I never saw that before. I never beheld the glory of God in the same way that I behold it now as I'm reading the Gospels." Enlightenment has come into your mind. Here's a good example. When I was a youngster, my folks took us on a trip to Mammoth Cave, Kentucky. And we went into the cave led by the guides, and they had flashlights with them, and they took us into a large cavern. And when we got in the cavern, they turned out all the lights, and we were in pitch darkness. You couldn't see your hand inches away from your face. That's the way it was. And then, in an amazing way, one of the guides struck a match and held up that match. And that little match shed an enormous amount of light in that pitch darkness. And then one of the guides took a flashlight and trained the flashlight into the darkness. And we saw the beam of that flashlight simply dissipate and disappear into the darkness. Well, why did that beam of light simply dissipate and disappear into the darkness? There was nothing for the shaft of light, the beam from the flashlight, to shine upon. And the same thing is true in your mind. If the light of the Spirit shines in the darkness of your mind, and there's nothing for the Spirit to shine upon, there's nothing for the Spirit to illumine. But if you begin to learn the Word of God, and you take in the things of the Word of God, and you sit under the preaching of the Word of God, then there is truth that enters your mind. You may not grasp the truth, but then the light of the Spirit shines in your heart and mind, and illumines that truth in your heart and mind. And you say, wow, now I can see it. And as this occurs, the Spirit begins to reach down into your heart and convict you of the truth of the Word of God. And you see. And so, effectual calling involves conviction of sin and conviction of the truth and an enlightening of the mind. These things absolutely must take place. But then there's a third thing that must take place. There must be a renewal of the will. And this is where new birth actually takes place. Listen to Ezekiel chapter 36 and verses 25, 26, and 27. God says, I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness and from all your idols. I will cleanse you, and I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to observe my ordinances or my rules. In other words, God will renew your will. It's very significant that the Westminster Divines put this text that has to do with the new birth under the idea of the renewing of the will. And so God gives you a new heart, and He takes out the heart of stone, and He puts His Spirit into your new heart, and He causes you to be obedient to His rules, His commandments, His statutes. He reorients your heart and renews your heart to follow Him. And this is how the Word of God growing down into your heart by the power of the Holy Spirit changes you. And this is your effectual calling. Listen to what the Catechism says once again. Effectual calling is the work of God's Spirit. It doesn't take place all in an instant, but it may take place over a period of time. As you read the Word of God, and as you study the Word of God, and as you listen to men and women who speak to you about the Word of God, effectual calling is the work of God's Spirit, whereby convincing us of our sin and misery, enlightening our minds in the knowledge of Christ, and renewing our wills, He doth persuade and enable us to embrace Jesus Christ freely offered to us in the gospel. You see, your mind must be enlightened. God must convict you concerning your sins so that you turn away from your sins, and He must convict you concerning the truth of the gospel so that you turn to Jesus Christ. And then He renews your will and enables you to turn away from sin to Jesus Christ. Listen again to the Word of God. Jesus says in John chapter 6 and verse 44 and following, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they will all be taught of God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. No one comes to the Father unless they're drawn to me. And how does this drawing take place? How does this drawing work of God take place? Well, He convicts you of sin and of the truth of the gospel. He enlightens your mind so that you perceive the truth of the gospel, and then he renews your will so that you embrace it, and the gospel is freely offered to you. Jesus Christ says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to me." And you may be weary and heavy laden because God has convicted you of your sins, and you feel the weight of your sins, and it's a burden to you, and you see the truth of the gospel because you've been enlightened by the Holy Spirit. Respond to the gospel, turn to Jesus Christ, and you are enabled to turn to Jesus Christ by the renewing of your will. All of this put together is what the Westminster Shorter Catechism calls your effectual calling. Hear it again. What is effectual calling? Effectual calling is the work of God's Spirit, whereby convincing us of our sin and misery, enlightening our minds in the knowledge of Christ, and renewing our wills, he doth persuade and enable us to embrace Jesus Christ freely offered to us in the gospel. Praise God for his good work in the likes of you and me in our effectual calling. Thanks for listening.